Well, today, lawyers from Google, Twitter, and Facebook are testifying before Congress, talking about how much of a role they may have played in allowing Russia to spread false information in the U.S. Facebook is expected to say that Russian-linked content reached as many as 126 million people on its platform during the election. Other countries are facing similar threats from Russia, but are responding in different ways. In France, President Emmanuel Macron was the object of Russian interference, but it didn't work. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, Jeremy.
And tell us what happened with Macron.
So, candidate Macron was hacked a few times by the Russians, most notably between the first and final rounds of voting, which pitted Emmanuel Macron against Marine Le Pen. She was the far-right candidate, and she was the favorite of the Kremlin. So, the day before the Sunday vote, a trove of his campaign emails were released on the web. But it basically had no effect, Jeremy, because under French law, there's a 48-hour blackout period. The media weren't even talking about it, and nobody even knew about it. But I spoke with Nicholas Tenzer, who runs a think tank on cybersecurity, and he said hacking was not Macron's biggest problem. He said there was another way in which Russia worked to derail his candidacy. Here he is.
Which is, of course, all the fake news spreading out about Macron himself, about his private life, with a lot of fake stories about, you know, he was gay, about these sort of things, about his banking accounts, and all those were completely fake news.
So Russia was basically trying to say that Macron was a rich gay playboy to detract from his message.
So did that work?
You know, that didn't work either. And I asked Mr. Tenzer, are French voters smarter than American? And he said, no, not at all. But those stories didn't get traction either because they were ignored by the mainstream media. So they spread on sort of far right and far left conspiracy type sites, read by people who wouldn't have voted for Macron anyway. Macron eventually barred journalists from Russian state media, Russia Today and Sputnik, from his press events. He said they were acting not as news sites, but as propaganda sites spreading lies. And as you know, Facebook and Twitter have just banned ads from those two so-called news outlets.
So what else is France doing to try to fight these fake stories planted by the Russians?
Well, you know, there are laws in France and other European countries like Germany that means that the internet is more closely watched, like hate speech laws, and you cannot deny the Holocaust. So there's no freedom of speech here if you're saying hateful things about, you know, a group of people. French law has forced Twitter to take down posts and even shut down sites under this law. And France also has laws about advertising on the web. So, in fact, internet advertisers have signed a charter with the French government where they promise to only advertise on legal sites and not those that, for example, pirate films or music. That's how it began. But it could also mean fake Russian, you know, research sites, for example. And there's a mechanism that alerts advertisers to sites that aren't valid. So that's increased surveillance a bit, too.
And what about those websites that you mentioned that aren't made up, but they're closer to propaganda, things like Russia's RT website? What has Europe done about sites like that?
Well, that's exactly the problem. You know, they're not outright fake news all the time. They report solid news on many issues, but then on others, they claim to offer an alternative view. And Tenzer called this soft propaganda, which he said is actually spread through legitimate journalists or politicians or opinion makers who may be sympathetic to Russia. And here he is.
For instance, you had a lot of people when it comes to Russia saying, well, we have to understand the Russians and the Russian spirit, and Russians have always been humiliated since centuries, and you have to understand their resentment and don't blame Putin too much because we could have worse than Putin. That's what I call soft propaganda.
So Tenzer told me what's really needed are teams of people, cells, working around the clock to debunk, you know, fake news and theories. It does exist in small doses. For example, newspaper Le Monde has a fact-checking whole unit that flags fake news and tracks down sources. But Tenzer says overall France is not doing enough about this. And he says France and Germany really got lucky in their elections this time around, but this problem isn't going away.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joining us from Paris. Eleanor, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.